Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rolled into town this morning at 7:30 whenever we got here. The atmosphere in the city was already crazy.
Yeah.
The bar is starting to fill up.
Yeah.
People getting their drink on before noon, which is awesome. I respect that.
Always respect it.
There's even a couple Notre Dame fans
here. Yeah, they're here. You know, we just had to mention, but nobody cares.
Some of them are wearing pink pants, which is, you know,
He's matching, though, because he's real springy.
Yeah, it's just a good, solid
spring football
outfit.
He's real springy.
And you can come on down and be a part of it as well. The beer is cold. Can confirm the Hobnail Boot IPA is delicious.
Yes, it is. Johnny gave us a little sample of it.
It's just a tiny sample.
It's actually a pretty good beer. But I'm telling you, this is what it's all about, man. And I don't know if they skipping class or what. It's a couple of students in here. This was always fun. I mean, you hate it when football season is over because it feels like it's spring now. But spring in Athens.
And just days like this, like the day of a big football game, the day before a big football game, the entire weekend, you could just feel it. It's just so much fun being around people that are into it, and everybody's getting excited for it. And look, if it goes the way that we all think it's going to go, that makes it even more exciting as well. We're going to spend plenty of time talking more about this football game as the show goes on. Of course, we'll let you hear from Kirby Smart in just a couple minutes as well. Coming up in this hour, we will get to our lunchtime Falcons report at 12:20. All of our keys to the game, some matchups to watch as the Falcons take on the Colts on Sunday afternoon. At 12:40, we're going to make our four picks against the spread, as we always do. We're also going to play Sports Jeopardy. So, if you have any sports trivia questions that you would like to hear us attempt to answer at 12:40, send them to Wendy on Twitter, at Wendy Radio. Going for a college football theme today, so if you've got some good college football trivia questions, send them our way. That's almost a full – I mean, I was probably going to lose anyway. I've been getting killed lately.
No, you never know. You might win this one, man.
You make it college football – I mean, look, I know college football pretty good. Not as good as you do.
No, I mean, you may win this one, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
You probably will.
I'm kind of like the Notre Dame in this situation.
You'll probably have
– Unlikely. But you know, something
could happen. People will be posing questions that maybe only John Fricky knows. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who was the fullback, you know, in the Four Horsemen and stuff. You know, stuff like, I ain't got time for all that. All right? But I do want you to – I want you to win because it's so disappointing to me when I will look at across our desk and look at little Andy's face. Just want to go get pat of the head.
Violent thoughts. Violent thoughts. It does make sense for the matchup, though. You played football at Georgia.
I did.
And I'm, like, part Irish. So
hold on, dude. Every month you change your – what's
in you?
No,
I'm mostly Scandinavian.
Okay, you're mostly Scandinavian.
I did the
23andMe
thing.
Okay.
I'm like, pick all the white European countries.
Okay.
I'm a little bit of all.
Okay.
All
right.
So I guess all the European countries are white, but, like, the most white ones.
Okay.
Like Irish and – Swedish and Norwegian and German. I'm that.
I'm waiting for the text from your mom to make sure and confirm.
No, I bought her 23andMe for Christmas like last year.
Okay.
I got the breakdown.
Okay.
Mostly Scandinavian.
Right.
A little bit Irish.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, it's nothing to do with anything that's happening here. Let's get to the most important audio in the world, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day, brought to you by Braxton Automotive, after warranty luxury auto repair.
We've got to get our turnover margin, you know, back squared away. We're going to fight like crazy to try to get back into the plus, you know, to be where we're at, you know, after two games. And minus three is not where we want to be with the football. We know we have work cut out for us, and it'll take all phases for us to do that.
It's all about the ball, Randy. It's all about the ball for Dan Quinn and the Atlanta Falcons. And defensively on Sunday night against the Eagles, it was. Two interceptions for Desmond Trufant. That was great.
Fumble.
Caused a fumble and a fumble recovery on special teams. That was nice.
Right.
Fortunately, on offense, it was not all about the ball. And for Matt Ryan in the first few weeks of the season, it's been uncharacteristic. At least uncharacteristic of Matt Ryan over the last four or five years.
Right. I mean, it's inexcusable, man. It really is. For a quarterback of his caliber to throw those careless interceptions, especially when you're in the scoring zone. A red area, whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's just where you can't just turn on the ball. Because one thing about it is with their kicker, with Matt Bryant, you're at least coming away with three. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to leave with no points at all because that could be the deciding factor. They're going up against a team right now who should be 2-0, but because of the greatest kicker of all time, Adam Vinatieri, he's having a rough time kicking. That's why – Monday we thought they were going to make an announcement that he's retiring, and they gave him, you know, they gave him the thumbs up. No, no, we still believe in you. But yeah, you can't do that, man. And we know that you. And again, we'll get into this into our lunchtime report with the Falcons in about 10 minutes. You got to find a way to be balanced. You know, when you're going against a team like that. I think the Falcons are a better team than Indianapolis Colts. I think the Colts are favorite, though.
They are.
They are favorite.
At home.
They
get like 2 points. So okay. It's basically the home field advantage favorite.
But that's the ultimate thing right there, because you cannot give away possessions when you're as good as they are. But at the same time, you said it earlier this week, you still seem like you're in a preseason mode. But except these games damn count.
Right. Like, yeah, it's true. And we saw it last night on Thursday Night Football. Some of the nastiest, raggediest football you're going to see, either from a penalty standpoint or a quarterback standpoint. Like, it was just bad football. And those are not very good football teams that played last night either. But they counted. Like, the win that the Jaguars got last night, the touchdowns that Gardner Minshew threw, they counted for their record this season. Just like, well, we could say the Falcons' offensive line has not gelled yet. Okay, well, Matt Ryan's got 5 picks that count against what they're doing this season. Luckily, the Falcons were able to get a win on Sunday night, given those 3 turnovers and given the way things went. I mean, let's be honest about it. I'm happy the Falcons won. They played some good football in some ways.
Right.
One or two things break differently, like, you know, Nelson Agholor makes a catch at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Maybe we're having a different conversation all week this week.
You got some problems if he makes that play, man, because he's going to score.
I got 2 things. One random question, one slightly interesting Falcons note.
Right.
I'll start with the random thing first.
I'm listening.
How come football players don't say red zone and they say red area?
People call it red zone.
But usually when I hear coaches say it, they say red area. We were in the red area.
It's the same thing.
I know, but
I honestly, Andy, I've never thought about it. Because I actually say both. I say red area, red zone, or I say scoring zone.
Doesn't it seem like something that I would care about?
I know in Georgia, we call it the Garnet Zone.
The what?
The Garnet Zone. I think Coach Rick bought it from Florida State. We used to call it the Garnet. Yeah.
You think Kirby still calls it that?
No, he does not.
Yeah, probably not. No. Probably not. Second thing, Matt Bosher was off to the side at practice today. The guy that they signed signed to the practice squad during the week, he was actually out there punting. So
it looks like he might be gone.
It's Friday.
This Wild, does he kick off too?
I don't know. I never heard of him until 2 days
ago.
Didn't
they just cut they just cut somebody for that spot. So he's going to be up. All right, there's no doubt. He's going to be up. He might not play, but you can never be too sure when it comes to kickers and groins, man. You just can't. So I don't know, but he Dan did say by Friday.
Kickers and what?
Groins.
Groins?
The groin muscles.
Groins?
Groins.
Groins.
Groins. Groins. Hey, there's Knox.
What Knox.
Groins.
All right, yeah.
I know it's a groin.
Okay, groin.
But it's groins.
Groins.
That's how I wanted to say it.
Sometimes it's growing. All right, let's get to Muhammad Sanu.
Calvin is my brother. I'm helping him in any way I can, and for him to be the best football player to help us win. He's a phenomenal. Like I was telling Dave earlier, I feel like he's one of the most talented people I've ever been around. So I'm giving him everything I know about the game to help his game reach even better heights.
Muhammad Sanu with high praise for Calvin Ridley. One of the most talented people I've ever been around.
Hey, man. He was on A.J. Green.
Plays with Julio. Yeah, that's a hell of a thing to say about a wide receiver.
I mean, hey, it's only a matter of time. We saw – I think that Calvin started the game when it came out in regular. I think he was the starting Z opposite of Julio. I mean, it was only a matter of time before Muhammad Sanu's reps got taken. I think he only had 4 targets the other day. And again, he's a jack of all trades. He's the guy you want on your team because he does all the little things. You're not putting Calvin in there where he is when he do his dirty work. You don't want to put Calvin in there.
Did you see where Calvin wasn't?
He wasn't in the slot.
He wasn't in on that screen. And I know that was a play that they checked to.
Right.
But having Muhammad Sanu out there on that screen pass that went to Julio Jones and went for the touchdown.
Right.
I don't know if it goes that way if Calvin Ridley's out there. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But Muhammad Sanu definitely did the exact right thing on that play.
Yes. Calvin is a talented dude that they want to get the ball in his hands. And you saw his playmaking ability. You saw why. You saw when he called the touchdown. You saw the different things he can do when he has a ball in his hands. So, yeah, you want to get this guy. But you can't forget about Mo and what he does for the team and what he brings to that offense.
Julio and Calvin Ridley both go over 100 yards last weekend. I would love to see that again. This weekend against the Colts. We will get to our lunchtime Falcons report coming up in 15 minutes. All the matchups, all the keys to the game, 15 minutes from right now. Now, I know everybody's talking about Ronald Acuna's home run from last night, rightfully so. But there was another very big home run that got me excited last night.
Tell me about it. Which one was it?
Riley drives that ball to deep right. That ball is carrying, and that ball's a line drive homer. If he starts doing that, look out. That's Austin Riley's first homer since August 2nd.
August 2nd.
That's a long time.
That is a while ago. Chip Carey there for Fox Sports South. Austin Riley goes deep, thank goodness. Now, thank I'm not going to sit here and declare that that means anything one way or the other. I hope it does.
What is what's the manager for Major League name?
Lou Brown.
Yeah, Lou Brown. It's starting to come around, Eric.
Starting to come around.
Starting
Pepper.
To come around.
Starting to come together.
Hey, yeah. Man. Hey. I just like to see it, man. You just want this kid. You want all good things to happen to all your players. But for some reason, it was just like – because you saw the night before, Adam Duvall, he wouldn't got one. Now you see Austin Riley, he's just like, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, my whole thing is, and we said this about the pitching rotation in the stretch to try to figure out who's going to be slotted where in the playoffs. Same thing about the bullpen. Same thing about those question marks in the lineup. Win it. Don't get the left field spot or right field spot or whatever, a playoff roster by default.
Right.
Get it by winning it. And Adam Duvall comes up, hits a home run the other night. Austin Riley hits a home run last night. Competition is the best possible thing for all of these spots. We know who 1-4 is going to be in the lineup.
Yes.
We know Dansby Swanson's going to be out there probably batting 8.
Yes.
We know McCann and Flowers are going to be trading spots. Hopefully McCann's able to play more in the playoffs.
Yes.
We don't know exactly what's going to happen with the rest of the outfield. Nick Markakis is going to be out there.
Oh, yeah. That's a given. You know who two of you guys are going to be. You know it's going to be Ronnie. You know it's going to be Cakes out there. I mean – have we fallen out of love? Or not necessarily love. Have we fallen out of favor with Joyce?
No.
So
probably going to be the guy.
So I'm saying, so
depth wise,
we know that. But I'm saying, would you rather have Joyce starting or Austin Riley out there starting?
Joyce.
Okay.
I'd rather have Joyce starting.
So who else is it? We know that Ender's possibly coming back right now. You can put him in and put put Ronnie over there. But so would you rather have Ender at center or Joyce?
Joyce probably. I don't know. Yeah. Ender's good at defense. It's such a difficult question. Yeah. Win it. That's all.
That's all.
Just play better in the final 8 games and decide that way. The Braves are 1 game away from clinching, by the way. Notice how I said everybody was talking about Ronald Acuna last night. Brian Snicker was among them.
Okay.
When he hit it, I told Seitz, it was like, man, you know, he might relax now and really go off. Just get that out of the way. It's got a weigh on you, and as hard as you don't want it to be, it is. I'm sure every time he rolled over at night and when he wake up, that's probably all he's thinking about. So I'm happy for him. That's an unbelievable accomplishment at this stage of his career. Hopefully he exhales a little bit, and you never know. He might just go off.
I hope so. Now he's 3 stolen bases away from being the 5th member of the 40-40 club, the youngest member of the 40-40 club. And it felt that way. It felt like it was weighing on Ronald Acuna a bit. It felt like he was pressing a little bit. Yeah. Hopefully he could stop doing that.
Hopefully he can stop pressing it and go ahead and go out there and play ball. I mean, he still has to get the 3 steals or whatever. But the thing, I mean, to be so young and to be able to be this close to accomplish something that special. Because, I mean, if you stop now, he's already had a phenomenal year. But at the same time, I mean, this is a record when you know that, hey, I'm this close. And every time I get on base, am I going to go? I mean, that when we were making fun yesterday in the studio because the game was on, and we're like, can they double steal? Well, what if one of them get thrown out? Does that count? You know, he's just
trying to calculate ways.
I mean, you want a pinch run him.
I do.
Yeah, I mean.
I want him to get every possible opportunity. If he's not in the game, pinch run him late in the game, get him a chance to get a stolen base. All right, we are broadcasting live from Athens at Grindhouse Killer Burgers. We'll get to our lunchtime report with the Falcons coming up in 10 minutes. Here's Kirby Smart on exactly why we're here.
They're exciting for the fans. The fans enjoy these games. They want you to play high-caliber opponents. They want to see these kind of games and this kind of atmosphere. So it's a catch-22 between playing the lower division teams and giving them an opportunity to fund their programs versus giving the fans what they want and play, a big-time non-conference matchup. And I like the idea of both. You know, I like having a mixture there, and I'm excited about this game because it's the next game.
Yeah, I like the idea of both too, Kirby. I understand the idea of non-conference games against smaller schools and against schools like this. But I love games like this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is the type of game that you live for as a college football fan. The number 3 team in the country versus the number 7 team in the country. Two historic programs.
Yes.
The first time Notre Dame has ever come to Athens.
It is.
Only the 3rd time these two teams have ever played against one another.
Yeah, it was the national championship game.
Which Georgia won.
And then, you know, 2 years ago.
Which Georgia won.
This is what you love about college football. Like you said, these matchups. We know one thing about Notre Dame. They are just historically just known as one of the greatest programs of all time. You know, just very historic. And they bring a certain swagger about them, a certain annoyance about them. Because either if you're a Notre Dame fan, if you're not a Notre Dame fan, that's just, you know, nationwide.
Right, it's like the Yankees.
Yeah,
like,
nobody likes them other than Notre Dame fans.
And if you don't, if you're not a fan of them, you hate them.
Yeah,
they just sort of have that aura about them that you just they're annoying. Everybody likes them. The brand is big. They're on TV every single
weekend.
It's
the brand, but I mean, when you get that brand in your stadium. And you're good, and they're good. Oh, yeah, that just comes brings fireworks, man.
Well, and the satisfaction of potentially beating that brand
and
beating that brand badly, which is what I think is going to happen tomorrow night at Sanford Stadium. George Foster told us it felt like an earthquake during one of the big games that you guys played.
Dude, it was
you think it's going to feel like an earthquake in there tomorrow night?
I don't know. We'll see, but no. I didn't play a lot of games after that one. I've been to Arrowhead quite a few times. I ain't never felt nothing like that, how Neyland was shaking.
Yeah.
That, I mean, never. Ever.
Tomorrow night's going to be crazy.
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be wild, man. It's going to be wild. And, again, this city is going to be straight crazy, and I can't wait for it.
I can't either. It's already crazy. It's crazy here at Grindhouse Killer Burgers.
But another place that's going to be crazy with the Falcons Watch Party at Penn and Proper, located off Grant Street near Grant Park. This Sunday, starting at noon, Falcons Prize on site with cheerleaders, Falcons alum, and more.
Coming up next, we'll get to our lunchtime Falcons report. Falcons-Colts on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What do they need to do to win?
Play better.
Okay.
Score more points.
We'll get deeper into that thought coming up next right here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, live from Grindhouse Killer Burgers at Athens on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Three on the play clock. 2-1. Snap to Ryan. Here comes Philly. Quick throw. This is Julio Jones. 45-40. 30. 25-20. 15. 10-5. Touchdown Atlanta. Holy goodness, folks. What a great call by either Matt Ryan or Dirk Cutter or both.
It's time for the Lunchtime Falcon Report with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Broadcasting live from Athens, Georgia. The Grindhouse Killer Burgers right here on Lumpkin Street. And Randy, I know we say this every 10 minutes, but it's just getting more and more crowded in here.
Yes.
More and more full. The Georgia fans are here hanging out, having lunch, drinking beer, drinking cocktails.
Yeah, man.
People taking shots. It's 12:20 on a Friday.
Exactly. 12:20 on a Friday. You ain't got to go to school. And Johnny runs the bar, so he can drink. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, what else do you have to do? It's a beautiful, and I'm talking about gorgeous day in Athens.
It's perfect outside.
It is. I mean, it's a lovely day. And we're here.
Right.
Yeah.
We're here.
And we're here.
I mean, that's always our excuse. Yeah. Is, oh, we're at a bar. We're here. I guess we might as well do it.
Yeah.
And, well, we're going to do it. So, there we are. We're here till 2 o'clock this afternoon, as always. Dukes and Bell also broadcasting live from Grindhouse Killer Burgers from 2 to 7. John and Hugh tomorrow morning from 9 to
noon.
And then college football game time with yourself and John Chuckery tomorrow from noon to 3 as
well.
That
is correct.
And I do want to let folks know, if you're on your way out to Athens either tonight, tomorrow, whenever, Johnny is putting on a tailgate right here at Grindhouse starting at 3. And what I've been told is that the drinks are free. So you might want to come by.
Hold on. Johnny giving away free liquor?
That's what I heard.
Oh,
so what, you know what Johnny told me? He told me this is the biggest liquor order he's ever had to put in for any weekend at any bar or restaurant he's ever run. And this guy's been in the restaurant bar industry for a very long time.
Yes, he has.
To say that, and look, not surprising, there's going to be over 200,000 people here tomorrow in Athens for this football game. But, that's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I just think it's, you know, for you and me to do our part.
We should drink.
Try to drink some of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he paid for it. We might as well drink it.
I don't believe in wasting liquor.
No. Nobody wants to do that. Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Sports Jeopardy and our weekend predictions. We will all pick four games against the spread. We are still taking Sports Jeopardy questions, by the way, if you'd like to send them to Wendy, at Wendy Radio on Twitter. We will play coming up in 15 minutes, Andy versus Randy. Randy has won 3 in a row.
Yeah, I have.
So I'm looking for the ultimate underdog story today when we play Sports Jeopardy in 15 minutes.
Full support material.
It's bullying. Exactly. What did you call? You called me Little Andy earlier.
Yeah, I did.
That's on my mental bulleted board. All right? I'm going to try to take that out on you in 15 minutes. Time for the Lunchtime Falcons Report. Falcons have a big one on Sunday afternoon as well. This is one of those ones, Randy, that we kind of circled before the season started when Andrew Luck retired.
Right.
I know that there's more to it than that, obviously, that Andrew Luck's not going to be on the field. But when that happened, I felt then the same way that I feel now. You go on the road and beat these guys.
Yeah.
They don't have their franchise quarterback anymore. I know Jacoby Brissett is fine, But you've got Matt Ryan, and you've got this offense, and you've got a defense right now that I'm starting to believe in as well. This is a game to me that I think the Falcons can and should win on Sunday.
I agree with you 100%. It is their home opener and everything, and I got a couple of keys today. One is expect the unexpected. You know what I mean? It's a home opener, fakes, trick plays, things like that to try and get there. Because one thing that happened to the Falcons up in Minnesota was they got punched in the mouth early. You know what I'm saying? So they got jumped on. As far as that, and that gets the juice in the stadium with the fans and the players and everything. So expect the unexpected. My second one, force the run game. All right, and then you got to force the run game and stop the run. That's 2 and 3 because, let's see, the Chargers, against the Chargers, they gave up 125 yards with 21 carries. The Colts had 33 for 203. Last week against the Titans, they gave up 125 yards rushing. They had 167 yards on 34 carries.
Wow.
So that's 2 and 3. You got to force the run, and 3, you got to make them one-dimensional. You got to make Jacoby Brissett throw the ball at least 30 times in order to win this football game.
Can the Falcons do that, though? And I agree with you. I've got that written down as one of my matchups as well. This Colts offensive line, I know that the first 2 weeks you went against defensive fronts that are going to be some of the best that you see all year.
Yeah.
This weekend, you're going up against an offensive line in Indianapolis that may very well be the best that you're going to see all year.
I mean, you played against a good one last week, but, I mean, you were able to dominate and be physical with them. These guys, I mean, when you look up front, I think Anthony Costanzo is a good left tackle. That dude, Quentin Nelson, is a great guard. Ryan Kelly, a guy, kid out of Alabama, was a first-round pick, been hurt a little bit, but he's a good player when he's whole and healthy. I love Braden Smith, one of the Falcons drafting, kid out of Auburn. And then you got Mark Lewinsky. Pretty good player. So, I mean, that is the reason that if you look at what happened to this team last year, was the biggest key was the fact that they fixed that O-line. And now these guys are playing well. They're going to have their hands full with them. But if you could do any similar to what you did last week, you have an opportunity because this team, they've ran the ball 77 times in 2 games. So you know what they want to do. That's what they want. They want to limit Jacoby Brissett's throws. But at the same time, he has players that can make plays if he does throw it.
And the key to doing that, Randy, is something that I want to get into here. And I want to get your take on this. Because I think this is what – if the Falcons season is going to be what we all hope it is, double-digit wins, division win, go to the playoffs, and go to the NFC Championship game and all that. If that's going to happen,
right,
then what happened last week against the Eagles has to happen every week against the teams that you're playing. And what I'm asking is there's a difference between – playing a game with physicality and having the identity of your team be physicality.
Okay.
And I think that we can start to learn that this weekend, but we'll continue to learn it throughout the regular season because, look, we're going to do this every single Friday where we do keys to the game.
Right.
But after a while, enough games accumulate to where you can take big picture, you know, identities about football teams, big picture takeaways about football teams. And I need to find out this weekend against the Colts, did you have a physical game against the Eagles? Or are you a physical football team?
That's a great damn point.
Because I don't know. Because they weren't against Minnesota.
That is a great damn point. And that's why you would think they were coming around. Now, no two games are played the same. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know. I don't anticipate, because I know I heard John and Hugh talking about this, I don't anticipate Indianapolis coming out and going zero blitz and doing all that. That's something that people usually reserve on fourth down when you got to have a sack and all that. You don't see a lot of it in the field like the Eagles were doing. You just don't see that a lot. You just see it when you're on the 1 yard line.
When you have to have the right people.
When you got to have the right people to do it.
I don't know that the Colts do.
And so you won't see a lot of that. So you should see this offense being a little bit more rhythm. I think the offensive line, you know, Caleb was out there today. How ready will he be? He's going to play. Will that knee hold up? All those things. Can he know when to come off of a block? Now, you're gnashing the dude about it there, but you know what? The rest of my responsibility is not finished. There's a linebacker right there I got to get to. Or he's going to make that play like he did in that one clip that Baldy had. So,
speaking of Baldy, by the way,
he'll be on with next
talk
hour.
Talk to Baldy in about an hour from right now
at 1:20. So, I just want this team to go up there and just handle their business. Again, it's going to be on the road, hostile environment, but they didn't really have an issue with the crowd noise up there in Minnesota.
No, it wasn't the crowd noise.
It wasn't the crowd noise. It was those guys in the purple jerseys.
It was the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, it was those guys in the purple jerseys.
Yeah, and all the bad decisions that they were making. To me, that's a big matchup tomorrow, and it's sort of a silly thing to call it a matchup, but it is. Matt Ryan versus bad decisions. Matt Ryan cannot continue to make the bad decisions that he's made. Because, look, like they made up for it with big plays and physicality and big plays at the right time against the Eagles on Sunday night. You're not going to win very many games as an Atlanta Falcons franchise right now when Matt Ryan throws three interceptions.
No.
It's just not going to happen.
No.
Like, it probably won't happen again this season, and it's not something that you want to gamble with. Matt Ryan has to be better than he has. He knows that.
He knows that.
I expect him to.
Right.
But here's the thing I'm talking about with big picture stuff. Yeah, two games, small sample size, Matt Ryan's probably not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If he does it again, all right, then what
are
we doing?
Then you're like,
I start to get concerned.
What's going on? I'm with you. Like, if he does that again, you're like, damn. I might get concerned with one.
Yeah.
Because especially how he's giving away points and possessions. I mean, well, you always give away possession when you throw an interception. But I'm talking about giving away points like that. That's 14 points you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know when those 14 are going to come in handy. So you have got to find a way to cut that thing down. And Dirk Koetter has got to stay with his first 15. I think that's the most important thing. I think he did stick with a lot of his first 15 against the Philadelphia Eagles. We know he got away quick up in Minnesota.
Well, that first drive against Philadelphia looked great.
Yeah. And so that's usually when you're staying on track on your first 15. What I mean by that first 15 is that usually offensive coordinators script 15 plays, and they want to stay in that order depending on down and distance and everything. And I think he was able to stick to that for the most part.
I think Devontae has to help him stick to it, though.
That's true.
Because I know he wants to run the football. I want Devontae to run the football.
Right.
I want to find out this weekend if Devontae can run the football. I know he can run it.
Right.
But if he can run it effectively, look, maybe it's unrealistic to expect him to look like he did in 15 and 16. But he's got to look better than he's looked in the first 2 weeks of this season. Dave Archer told us earlier this week that he expects him to. He said people have overreacted to it. He's still working his way back into game shape and all that stuff. Okay, good.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's
because,
go.
Again, these games count.
They count. And he did look explosive when he got the one little shovel pass, and he found some room to work with. That's very important. He hasn't had a lot of room to work with. He really hasn't. But sometimes it looks like, you know, he's predetermining where to run instead of waiting for something to happen and waiting for something to open.
I got one more.
All right.
And, again, I know that this Colts offensive line is very, very good, especially on the interior. Quentin Nelson is a guy who, you know, after 1 year in the NFL, we're already talking about, like, okay, if he continues on this trajectory, we're talking about a potential Hall of Fame offensive lineman.
Right.
Grady Jarrett got paid for a reason.
Yeah.
Grady Jarrett got paid big money to wreck the inside of offensive lines.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't care that it's Quentin Nelson. I need Grady Jarrett to have a big game on Sunday afternoon.
And Grady don't give a damn that it's Quentin Nelson over there. Grady going to ball regardless. My thing is those outside guys, they played well last week. Can you build off of that? And I think that's the most important thing because, you know, you can put Alan Bailey in there. You can put Jack Crawford and those guys and Claiborne as far as – because they're going to commit to the run. That's one thing in Indy, what we've seen so far through two games. They're going to commit to the run game. All right, so those guys will play a lot more. But when Tack and Vic get opportunities to get in there, and they're like, okay – 44 is in there. Check, 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 check. Check, check, check. Run to the 44. You know what I'm saying? You better bow up.
You think the Falcons win on Sunday?
Yes.
You feel comfortable they cover the 2.5? I guess they're getting 2.5.
They're getting 2.5. Yeah.
Would you feel comfortable betting on that if you had to?
Yeah.
I asked that because we're going to make some picks coming up next.
Oh, yeah.
We've got our four picks against the spread. Randy's got his. I've got mine. Wendy's got hers. Brian Gephardt has his. We're also going to play Sports Jeopardy. Andy versus Randy. The underdog story. I'm trying to be a winner this week, Randy.
Notre Dame.
I'm the Notre Dame here. I absolutely am. We'll come back and play Sports Jeopardy after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy, broadcasting live from Athens at Grindhouse Killer Burgers, getting ready for Georgia and Notre Dame tomorrow night, 8 o'clock kickoff. It's the big game of the day, obviously. College game day is here.
Woo!
I'm going to go over there and see the college game day set after the show. I just want to see what it looks like.
Okay, yeah, it's right over there in Myers.
I can't wait. I don't think I've ever seen it in person. I'm pretty sure I've never seen it in person before.
Yeah, that's right over there.
I'm going to go look at the college game day set after the show. We're here till 2 o'clock. Dukes and Bell have you from 2 to 7. Coming up in about 20 minutes, right at the top of the 1 o'clock hour, we will get back into what's trending, all the big stories as we look ahead to a very big weekend. And then our guy Brian Baldinger going to join us at 1:20. Baldy was doing some great breakdowns of the Falcons' offensive and defensive lines from their game against the Eagles. So we'll ask him about that and get ready for a big weekend in the NFL as well. All right, before we do that, we are going to play Sports Jeopardy coming up in just a couple of minutes. But as we are doing at 12:40 on Fridays, we're going to make our picks. Four picks against the spread, all four of us on the show. For the first time ever, though.
Everybody's mic is live.
We're all four here in Athens. Everybody's on the radio at the same time.
Everybody.
We have a microphone.
We got Wendy. We got Brian.
Hello.
Hello.
Brian Gephardt.
Wow.
Randy and myself.
I hope he's listening.
And if he is, we're all going to get in trouble.
Mad.
So?
But maybe he is, maybe he isn't. All right, so.
What you scared of, Brian?
Before
we go slow play.
I know, Brian's like, move on.
Move on.
Please don't get me in trouble.
Hurry up.
Before we make our picks, let's go to Wendy. We've picked now 2 weeks. Where do we stand after 2 weeks?
Well, Andy, me and you are tied at the top. We are 5-2-1. Just pat ourselves on the back.
Making money.
Then you have Brian in third place. He's 3-5. And Randy, you're bringing up the rear at 2-6.
Okay, cool.
Not good.
So that means you're not doing very good.
You want to go first since you're losing?
I'm not doing very
good. Yeah, loser goes first.
Yeah, you're not doing great.
Oh, okay. I mean, no matter to me, you know, because I know what I know what I am.
What are you?
Loser.
three times.
Oh, yeah. Jeopardy.
Yeah. And Wendy, you need to chill with your loser stuff over there, Gator.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, okay. we have a donut in the last column, so we're fine.
Green Bay. I got Green Bay -7.5 over Denver.
Okay.
I'm going the Browns +3 over the Rams. I think the Browns win at home.
Okay.
Give me LSU -24 versus Vandy. And then Cal +2.5 over Ole Miss. Ole Miss is garbage.
Yeah, I looked at that game too. I don't know how I don't know how it's that small of a spread.
Yeah, Ole Miss is
garbage. Brian, you're in third place. You want to pick now?
Sure. I'm going to start off with my college games. I got Utah -3.5 at USC. Not sure why that line is so low.
Me either. I think Utah's going to win that game by a lot.
Other game, I don't know why this one's so high. Northwestern +8.5. I'll take them at home against Michigan State, who can't score.
Yeah, Michigan State's not good.
And they're favored by 8.5 points, so I'm not really sure why. NFL, I'm going to keep rolling with the Chiefs. They're -5.5 at home against the Ravens, one of the better matchups.
I don't think
Sunday.
That game's going to be as good as people think.
You think Chiefs are going to blow them out?
Yep.
Wow.
I do.
Okay.
So do I. That's why I'm taking them at -5.5. And then I'm going to Riverside Randy. I like the Rams on Sunday night on the road in Cleveland. I'll take those 3 points.
All right. Ladies first, Wendy.
All right. I'm not very confident about my picks, but I am kind of confident. They're just risk takers. So I'm going with the –
You're 5-2-1 through 2 weeks. You're doing great.
I'll start with my NFL games. I'm taking the Seahawks in the 4.5 at home against the Saints. I've picked against the Saints in all 3 weeks, and
smart.
I have won all 3 weeks in my NFL games. Cowboys in the 23.5 at home against the Dolphins. I want to feel like that's pretty safe, the 23.5, but we'll see what happens with the Cowboys over the Dolphins. And then for my college slate, Wisconsin and the 3.5 over Michigan that is in Wisconsin. And then Texas A&M with the 3.5 at home against Auburn.
Ooh, Texas
Before you
A&M.
Go real quick, our reporter Paul Crane just tweeted out that Dan Quinn says that Atlanta Falcons players who won't be able to play is punter Matt Bosher.
So Matt Bosher.
Yes, he's not practicing.
According to Paul Crane.
Not kicking on Sunday. Yeah. Okay, good thing they signed the guy. All right, let me make my picks very quickly. I got Georgia. Georgia's going to win. They're going to cover the 14.5 at home against Notre Dame tomorrow. Right. Oregon's going to cover 10.5 against Stanford. They're going to be Stanford.
Wow.
By 30.
You're really? Picking up Oregon?
Well, Stanford's terrible.
I'm just
trying to win here, okay? Dallas is going to cover the spread over Miami. Right. I'm picking against Miami until they prove me wrong.
All right.
And I think San Francisco covers the 6.5 against Pittsburgh. All right, let's play some sports Jeopardy.
Hurry up.
There it is. There's the music.
Randy.
Andy.
Those are your buzzers, and here's the questions. This is for your name and social media to be on our Get the Ball dry erase board where it has three-peat because Randy has won 3 times in a row. So since Kirby Smart took over as head coach at UGA in 2016, who are the 3 teams they have completely shut out?
Randy. You said who they have shut out. Arkansas State.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was last week.
Georgia? No, they didn't. I don't know. Go ahead. I don't feel like guessing.
I don't think I know either. Honestly, I mean, obviously, Arkansas
State. If you can
name
two out of the three, I might as well give you the point because Randy named one.
Oh, man, I don't know. Did they shut out any SEC teams last year? Tennessee? They shut out Tennessee last year?
They shut out Tennessee. Okay. So, yeah, we'll give Randy the point on that. Is that a – no, Randy's
that is
like,
fine with me.
All right, so it was Austin P. was the third one that you're missing
Charity point.
We got to keep little Andy's his mojo up.
All right, what was the first mascot head that Lee Corso wore?
Randy.
You're a jerk.
The duck. Oregon duck. Yeah. I don't think Andy would have answered that anyway.
Yeah, I didn't answer that question.
Yeah, he didn't want to answer.
Say that crap. I already gave Oregon credit for beating – I think they're going to beat Stanford tomorrow.
All right, the first official college football game was played between 2 teams from what state?
Randy. Massachusetts.
That is not correct.
Pennsylvania.
That's not correct.
Georgia.
Really? New Jersey.
Oh, shoot.
Rutgers, which is later known as Princeton.
Oh, I knew it was. I'm dumb. So I thought Princeton was. Anyway.
Whatever. Never mind. Don't.
Yeah, I thought it was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's okay.
We're still tied at 1 apiece. How many starts did it take Emmitt Smith at the University of Florida to break the single game rushing record?
Andy. 2.
Randy. No. He did it in his first game.
He did it in his first game. His first start at Florida. Yeah. Randy now takes over the lead. Which SEC team was the playoff committee's first selection as number 1 in the rankings when it first started?
Randy. Alabama?
Nope.
No, it was not Alabama. It was
Will you say the question again? God, I don't understand what you asked.
Which SEC team was playoff committee's
Carl, when you go to Georgia?
First selection as number one in the rankings
pay
when
taxes
first
here. All right.
I have no idea what
it was. Oregon, wasn't it?
No, it was Mississippi State.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you meant the Final Four. Oh, yeah. That's when Dak
was there. Okay. Yep.
Who was the only Heisman winner ever on a losing team?
Randy. Losing team?
Losing team.
Team with a losing record.
Was it Doug Flutie?
No.
Was it Paul Hornung?
That is correct.
There you go, Andy.
Notre Dame guy.
Notre Dame guy. We are tied up at two apiece. I guess this will be the last question because we are at a minute left. Let's do a fun one. In the movie Forrest Gump, at what school does Forrest become a...
Yes! Go ahead, little
Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
You can have it, little guy.
God, I hate you.
What happened?
Go ahead, little fella.
It was in a short.
I know
run.
The answer to
What's
the damn question. It's Alabama.
Aw, Andy wins.
All right.
I don't want to win. I don't want to lose, and I don't want to win.
Clap it up for Andy.
I don't want to be on the show anymore.
Way to go, Andy.
I quit. This is awful. It's not even worth it to win.
Hey, join 99 The Game for the 4th Annual Tailgate Fest on Saturday, October 5th from 11 to 5 at the Home Depot backyard. It's open to the public. You can enjoy the day with great activities for the entire family, including a tailgate and a chili cook-off contest. Enjoy music, some of the best food trucks in Atlanta. And there are plenty of games for all ages. Sign up for our tailgate team now on the events page at 99thegame.com. So sign up your tailgate team.
Well, I guess I'm a winner.
Yes, you are, brother.
Although I certainly don't feel like one. Don't call me buddy. Don't call me little Andy.
All right.
I guess whatever, man.
Yeah.
We'll come back and get to the 1 o'clock hour and what's trending. Brian Baldinger going to join us at 1:20.
Yay, Andy!
Randy McMichael's a jerk. Sports Radio 92.9 again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.